The engineering report identifies the likely cause of August 4th's dam failure at Mount Polly, an open-pit copper and gold mine in east-central British Columbia. A small part of the dam collapsed, and millions of gallons of silty water poured through, widening the gap and sending a huge amount of water into nearby creeks and lakes. The report says the breach was caused by the failure of the dam's foundation. It says too much weight was put on an underground layer of glacial sand and gravel that developers and inspectors didn't know about. Sitka Mayor Mim McConnell says the report gives credence to concerns voiced by Southeast Alaska leaders.
We need to protect our waters, and what they do upstream does affect us. It could have a huge impact if there were another spill. And the United States has to have a say on what happens in Canada on this particular issue.
The report recommends more stringent standards for tailing pond design, as well as better government inspections. Both could affect other mines in the province, including projects under development near waterways that flow through Alaska. Karina Brino is president of the Mining Association of British Columbia. She says the report could speed rather than slow permits needed for new development.
Decisions have been put on hold because we were waiting for this report. So that clarity from government and from the regulators will be helpful to the industry.
In my mind, and in the minds of many other Alaskans, is whether it will be that business as usual. Will that be changed fast enough?
Juneau's Heather Hardcastle is a gill netter and co-owner of Taku River Reds, which catches and markets salmon. She doubts serious changes will happen because of the report, since the provincial government is doing all it can to support mine development.
It certainly is a concern about the speed at which projects in BC for the last 5-8 years have been evaluated, permitted, developed, constructed. And Mount Polly does raise red flags about the quality and the frequency of inspections.
Mount Polly does not drain into any Alaska watersheds, but its owner, Imperial Metals, is about to open the Red Chris mine near the Stikine River, which enters the ocean near Wrangell and Petersburg. Another mine under exploration is the KSM, which will operate near two watersheds that drain into the Pacific within 50 miles of Ketchikan. And there's an attempt to reopen the Tulsiqua Chief, a mine on a tributary of the Taku River near Juneau.
There's nothing that the Canadian government or their environmental people over there can say to us that would make us feel better.
Ketchikan's Rob Sanderson Jr. co-chairs the United Tribal Transboundary Mining Work Group. He's concerned about impacts on subsistence and commercial fishing.
I think they're, again, going back to that Band-Aid approach. I don't think that's going to hold.
Mine critics are lobbying the U.S. State Department to put transboundary mines before a panel that resolves cross-border conflicts. So far, there's been no action. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.